that's got a bunch of hound dogs after him, and he's trying to get up a tree or under the bed or something to find out what to do. And he's got nobody to talk to but his wife. We can't talk to anybody in the agency because it would be undercutting him. I told him to tell this Jewish boy, Sainer, whatever his name is, over under him, he's very able, his deputy, to tell him to tell Weaver to go on and run this show and cut wood and say, I don't give a damn about myself. I don't want any job, don't need any job. I don't think in terms of self at all. That's what Nick Katzenbach did. He said, I'll take any job. Well, it became evident that when he got to saying that, everybody started saying, well, hell, we got to keep old Nick. And that's what I'd do if I was Weaver, and give us 60 days till I get well, till I get back and get my corset off, till I can walk across to the White House, when I can sit down and have coffee with you, I can sit down with Mansfield, I can talk to Carl Albert, I can get John McCormick, and I can say, let's look at this broad picture. Now, not in terms of votes, because we're not worried about the votes. I don't want the votes. I'm not running. You can't get me to do anything. I don't give a damn. But in terms of human beings, we've got X million people. That when you drop this, it's going to be just like they're saying that there's no future for them. Now, we've bragged about how we're going to open the schools, and we're going to open the jobs, and we're going to open everything else, and open the courts. But I got here, you won't open your own cabinet, and they don't understand why you won't open it. And you can't tell them why you won't open it. You can't say that you don't think Weaver's qualified.
I'll work at it, Mr. President.
Goodbye, Roy.
I'll work at it, and take care of yourself, please.
Okay, Roy.
All right.